Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh my God, Ross, total laid back.
There is literally nothing in this world that boils my urine quite like Circa's old man when he tries to talk about rugby. You know, he was at the Ireland v All Blacks match last weekend. Some vulture fund crowd brought him and a few of his dickhead barrister mates. "What a wonderful victory," he goes. "This is like word for word. I said to the guys afterwards that I shall be very surprised if Ireland don't qualify now." I'm like, "Qualify? The fuck are you talking about?" "For the World Cup," he tries to go. How I don't end up decking him is a fucking mystery. I'm there, "What a waste of a fucking ticket." Circa's like, "Ross!" Honor laughs, in fairness to the girl. She hates Circa's old pair, especially when they just call in randomly like this. "Hey," I go, "there are genuine, genuine rugby fans who would have given their right arm to be there. And this bullshitter here ends up taking someone else's place." Circa's old dear is like, "How dare you?" Which is her stock response to pretty much everything I say or do. From turning up at her 60th birthday party in my prick with a fork barbecue apron. To turning up at the Fox Rock Church roof repair fundraising fete. Also in my prick with a fork barbecue apron. The dude just glowers at me. And that's when the boys suddenly come in from the garden, where they've been enjoying a play date with a few of their mates. Straight away, I notice that Johnny is sobbing his little heart out. Honor goes, "What's wrong?" Because she's very protective of her brothers.
"Did one of those Bellamy boys fart in your face again?"
Johnny can't even answer her. He's crying that much. Instead, it's Brian who ends up going,
"Connor said there's no such thing as Santa."
He looks absolutely crushed as well. I'm there, the kid's talking out of his hole, like your granddad here, an out-and-out fucking spoofer. You know, the boys despise the dude every bit as much as me and Honor do.
"But Connor said Santa doesn't exist," Leo goes.
I'm there, of course he exists. Who do you think drinks the 6 cans of Heineken we leave out for him every Christmas Eve? It's the man with the bag. Isn't that right, Circa? The boys all look to their mother then, big hopeful heads on them. And Johnny, through his tears, goes,
"Mom, is Santa real?"
And Circa ends up saying the most unbelievable thing. She goes,
"I would say that yes, Santa does exist, but not as an actual figure, more as a concept that encourages us to focus less on our own happiness and more on the happiness of others."
I'm there, "What the fuck are you saying?"
And she goes, "Ross, I was reading an article by a child psychologist. It might have even been in The New Yorker. And she was saying that in this age of propaganda and untruth, we all need to become more aware of our honesty choices, especially as parents. When we're asked a direct question by our children, we should give an honest answer. Otherwise, it could fracture their already brittle trust in adult authority figures."
Circa's old man, I swear to fuck, goes,
"I'd love to read that article, Circa. It sounds very interesting."
In fairness to Honor, she's like,
"What the fuck is wrong with you people? Believing in Santa Claus and awaiting his arrival each year is what makes Christmas special for kids."
"I'm just making the point," Circa goes, "that we are now living through an era in which it's virtually impossible for young people to believe what comes out of the mouths of grown-ups. Kids look to adults to make sense of the world for them, and doing that means demarcating truth from mythology."
"I love the way you debate," her old man goes, his cheeks all flushed with pride. "I always did, didn't I, darling?"
Circa's old dear is like, "Yes, you really know how to project your voice when you're making a point, Circa. I've got goosebumps here." "All I'm doing," Circa goes, "is quoting from this article. It said that promoting fallacious beliefs among children has been proven to lead to higher levels of, like, psychosocial maladjustment down the line." Honor's there. "Okay, if we're calling out all of the Christmas myths, presumably you'll be telling them the truth about the nativity."
"I beg your pardon,"
Circa's old dear goes.
Honor's there, it's totally made up."
"How dare you?"
the woman again goes.
The story of the birth of Jesus is one of the cornerstones of our Christian faith. Honor goes, yeah, and it has like zero basis in historical, biological or astronomical fact. A star moved to point out the location of the birth of Jesus to the wise men? Seriously? And don't even get me started on the virgin birth. What kind of talk is this? Circa's old man goes. Circa's there. Honor is an atheist, Dad. And you allow this kind of behaviour, he goes, under your own roof?
The poor boys are staring at us with their mouths wide open, struggling to follow the conversation. I have to admit, I'm pretty lost myself.
For me, Honor goes, the story of Santa Claus is far more plausible than the story of Jesus.
I watch the colour drain from Surika's old dear's face. She's a minister for the Eucharist, bear in mind. I'm there. Well, there's no need to persuade me, Honor. Santa Claus came to me when I was like 12 years old. Surika and her old pair think this is for some reason hilarious.
12? Surika laughs. Oh my God, are you actually serious?
So I just look at each of the boys in turn and I go, yes, guys, Santa Claus is real. As a matter of fact, we're going to meet him. That's right. I'm taking you all to Lapland.
Oh my God, Circa goes. Are you talking about actual Lapland?
Well, I go, I'm not talking about Lapland, the gentleman's club on Anger Street where I lost my wedding ring on Ronan Stag Night. Of course I'm talking about actual Lapland.
Oh my God, Honor goes. Boys, isn't that so exciting?
And I'm like, Honor, book the flights. We are going next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.